So yeah, this was my DIY music visualizer, built completely from scratch using a Raspberry Pi Pico and a bunch of old 12-volt LED strips I found lying around the house. I've always been fascinated by the idea of making lights react to music. Ever since I was a kid, I thought it'd be so cool if normal bulbs or objects could somehow dance to sound. But back then, I had no idea how to actually make that happen. Later on, I found out that professional setups use something called a DMX controller, and those aren't exactly cheap. Some of them go for over $300, which was way out of my budget. I also noticed there weren't a lot of videos by tech creators explaining affordable ways to do this. Most of the ones I did find used a DMX shield or an external DMX to GPIO module to send data to a microcontroller. And even then, you'd still need that pricey DMX interface just to get started. So I figured, why not try something different? I remembered I had some leftover 12-volt LED strips sitting in my storeroom and a Raspberry Pi Pico that I hadn't used in a while. That's when the idea hit me. Maybe I could build my own low-budget version of a music-reactive light setup using just what I already had. After digging through a bunch of forums and videos, I realized something important. You can't just hook up a 12-volt LED strip directly to a Raspberry Pi Pico like you would a regular little LED. The GPIO pins only output 3.33 volts logic and can barely handle 15 milliamps of current per pin. Meanwhile, these LED strips demand 12 volts and anywhere from 150 to 200 milliamps per segment. That's way more than the Pico can handle. But here's the cool part. You can control 12-volt LED strips using an external power adapter and a transistor, specifically a MOSFET. Now, if you're not familiar with how that works, let me walk you through it real quick. Think of a MOSFET like a fast, tiny electronic gate. You send a small signal to its gate pin, and boom, it allows a much larger current to flow through from drain to source. That means your microcontroller can indirectly control high-power devices without being fried by the current. Now here's where it gets even better. If you pulse that signal really fast using something called PWM, or pulse width modulation, you're essentially turning the LED on and off so quickly that our eyes perceive it as dimming. And here's the trick. By adjusting how long the signal stays high or low, like switching between 1,000 microseconds and 2,000 microseconds, you change how much power the LED actually gets. Less time on means dimmer light. More time on means brighter light. It's that simple. And that's how you control brightness and even make lights react to music, by dynamically changing the PWM signal based on the beat. Now, here's the situation. I don't have a logic level MOSFET like the IRLZ44N, which you can directly control using a Raspberry Pi Pico or Arduino. What I do have is the IRFZ44N, and that's not a logic level MOSFET. So if you're using an Arduino, you're fine. Just connect the GPIO directly to the gate with a 10K pull-down resistor. But the Raspberry Pi Pico uses 3.3 volts logic, and that's not enough to fully saturate the MOSFET's gate. That means the MOSFET won't turn on fully and you'll end up wasting power, or worse, burning the MOSFET. So here's the workaround, a MOSFET gate driver using a simple NPN transistor. I used the BC547 since that's what I had lying around, but ideally a 2N22222AA is preferred. With this setup, the 3.3 volt signal from the Pico switches the BJT, which then feeds 5 volts to the gate of the MOSFET, turning it on fully. Now to control the LEDs easily, I used a software called Vixen. It lets you send serial data to the Pico, which is perfect for syncing LED patterns to music or animations. Here's a glimpse of the code I used, and if you want to try it out yourself, you'll find the full code linked in the description. If you enjoyed this project and want to see more cool DIY builds, hit that like button, subscribe, and don't forget to press the bell icon so you don't miss the next video. Here's how the final project turned out. I've connected my laptop to the Raspberry Pi Pico over USB, which lets Vixen send the lighting commands. The Pico then triggers the MOSFETs to switch the 12-volt LED strips on and off. Everything's wired up as simply as possible. Nothing fancy, but it gets the job done. The lights follow the pattern smoothly, and I'm honestly just happy it all worked out.